The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
New guidance from the UK government is recommending that children under the age of five should be limited to 1 hour of screen time per day, while under twos should not be watching screens alone at all. The government say that they accept there are quite a lot of unknowns when it comes to screen time for kids, and it is best to take a precautionary approach as a result. And Alwyn Moran, founder of Cogni Kids and neurological development therapist, joins us now to discuss this new guidance and look at some of the impacts of screen time on children. Alwyn, this is really interesting because I would imagine, you know, I've raised four children in an era of screens, and I didn't plonk them in front of them all day by any means, but there was definitely times, even when I would have had 18 months old ones, where you'd put on a screen in the corner to distract them in some way, or in the back of the car or what have you. I suppose largely to kind of for reasons of expediency. Have we lost Alwyn? Hello?
Hi. No, I'm here.
Alwyn, you're there? How are you?
Yes, I am. Yeah. No problem.
I'm saying most parents will use screens from time to time, even under the age of two. So this is quite new.
So this guidance from the UK is actually quite new. However, the American Association of Pediatrics have been using this guidance for probably about maybe 7 or 8 years now. So it's nice to see it coming in at government level in the UK as well. So definitely nothing kind of under the age of two is advisable, and certainly no solo viewing under the age of two. But yes, I hear you, Ciara. In reality, it's a different matter. And even the family that they referenced that they were kind of talking about as well, and giving an example, were saying how challenging it was. They thought it would be super easy, but actually it was quite challenging to have no screens as much as possible.
Yeah.
The key kind of takeaway is that there is a big difference between TV and handheld devices.
This is fascinating because I read this today and I had never really considered this at all. Explain the difference between big screens, big screens, i.e. your telly, and small screens like your tablet.
They're so different. They really are. And they have such a different effect, even on the brain, even the physiology, like the positioning that the child is in when using them. So if you think about when a kid is using like a handheld device, like a phone or an iPad, they're very much kind of hunched over and scooped in on top of the screen, very close to their eyes as well. So huge instances of myopia, like the rate of that being diagnosed has gone exponential because they're looking at something so close to them. And then a larger screen then, something like a TV, is more likely to be a shared experience. So kind of co-watching, more likely to happen. They're less algorithmically driven. So the anything that you view on a handheld device tends to be driven by an algorithm. There tends to be, you know, pushing content, and the pace of the content as well is a lot faster. And that is something that really little brains are not ready to process and use. So a bigger screen, they tend to have more of a story. They are slower. So the frames that move per second are slower. And also then it's not driven by the algorithm, but also kids are in a better position. So their heads tend to be, you know, either eye level or up a little bit looking at it. So their posture is so much better. And, you know, even just they allow for much more movement.
Yeah.
So a handheld device restricts movement.
I had never thought of any of this. The fact that they are algorithm driven, that they are solo watched, but also things like it says solo viewing removes the serve and return interaction.
Yes.
And explain that to people.
So serve and return interaction is basically where it's really important for foundational interaction patterns in the brain and brain development. And so it's where, you know, kind of like somebody might make a comment about something and then somebody responds, or like a parent, when a parent is watching something with a child, they might say something like, oh, can you see the blue sky or the green grass, or, you know, and the child will then interact. And then the parent is given something that they can interact back with. So it's that back and
forth. So the engagement is a bit more like human engagement, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And foundational for relationships and key, absolutely key in language development as well. And another thing, sorry now, but I'll pop off a little bit down the brain route for 1 second. The difference as well between big screens and little screens is that little screens activate the left hand side of the brain, the left hemisphere of the brain. And between the ages of 0 and 3, the right brain should be the predominant side that is actually, you know, kind of the key driver, because that's social interaction, communication, bonding and relationships. And so if the left brain is brought on too soon, it can kind of minimize the impact and the availability of the right brain.
So there's huge science here is what we're saying, I'm hearing.
Huge.
So and the difference between small screens, so your handheld thing, your little device, your tablet, your Nintendo, whatever the kids are using, that's really the worst case scenario in terms of screens. Whereas televisions with a nice Disney movie where you're sitting alongside them chatting or whatever, that's a wholly different thing. And parents shouldn't view those two things as the same.
Completely different. Yeah, absolutely. And even for the neck, you know, the weight of the head tilted forward on the neck is so much kind of heavier. The force is so much heavier on the body than just watching a TV with the head kind of upright.
All right. Look, Alwyn, we're going to have you back on all of this, I think, because the science is actually quite fascinating around all of it. But thank you very much for joining us. That is Alwyn Moran there, founder of CogniKids and neurodevelopment therapist.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.